National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. We are talking with Christine Hernandez. Christine is sitting in as co-host for the both hours here on the program in place of Angel, who is on a plane headed for Dallas with the Small Business Expo down there. Thank you, Christine, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've been talking about, as we have since the beginning of the year, the rise of the influencer and in particular the rise of the micro influencer. Mm-hmm. And the micro influencer, as we define it, folks, is somebody who has a sphere of influence of 1,000 or more people who will actually pick up the phone and take their call, or who will, if asked to do something within reason, obviously, they would do that thing. It's your tribe, as somebody would, Malcolm Gladwell would call it your tribe, and many people would call it your fans, your raving fans. Maybe that was Malcolm Gladwell. I get my references and my books tied up and entangled. We call them micro influencers because you have an opportunity to influence, to suggest and sway and persuade and be persuaded by a large group of people, but not like millions of people. You know, I mean, there are people who listen to this broadcast who have influential status of millions, multiple millions. Mm-hmm. And we love that they listen in and that they want to connect with us, and they do. I'm thinking of Candice Liu, who is the founder and editor of Inkspired magazine, and I'll tell you what, she rolled up her sleeves one day, and I don't mean her tattooed sleeves, they stay where they are, but she went out and decided, I'm going to make a magazine about tattoo and you know, tattoos, and she went out and did it and has 2.5 million followers today. We are, you know, with Candice, we're talking, you know, from everybody from Seth Godin to Adweek magazine to Inc. magazine to Forbes magazine to NOGRE.com and our very own Christine Hernandez, all of whom agree that 2018 truly has been deemed the year of the micro influencer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cool. If you know Ashton Kutcher, awesome. But if you want him to say something on behalf of you or your brand, it's going to cost you mm-hmm. millions, right? It's going to cost you lots of money, and he's probably not going to have the influencer effect because everybody loves Ashton Kutcher, but it, you know, if he sits there and says, tune into the Experience Pros Radio Show, how many people are really going to do that? You never know, right? I mean, it's a crapshoot. But with the micro-influencers, these are people that you know, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Angel and I have multiple thousands of people who follow us. We have, you know, almost 13,000 followers on Twitter. We've got several thousand followers on Facebook, multiples of thousands of followers on LinkedIn, each one a different group, right? Mm-hmm. But each one of those can be called upon because they're organically grown connections that they don't come any other way than a conversation saying, "Hey, do you wanna?" Yeah, I kind of wanna.
Yeah, it's authentic, right? The micro influencers have influence that's authentic to who they are, to what they stand for. And that's more beneficial, I think, in small business than paying someone to represent your company or your brand.
Absolutely. A Facebook influencer, huge Facebook influencer, Mari Smith, quotes Seth Godin, says, "People can smell the agenda of a leader." This has never been more true when it comes to influencer marketing. To maintain fiercely loyal fans, you must love and believe in what you are endorsing. And there comes the entrance for the micro influencers. Authenticity. Influencers are giving more authentic endorsements because they like a product, not because of the compensation. Yep. And we're making this difference. Christine, how do you at Champion Carpet and Upholstery Care differentiate yourselves from the other carpet cleaning companies that are out there?
And I think it was kind of more by accident. We kind of just fell into how we describe it now. But people buy from why you do it, not what you do.
And okay, so they bought into your why.
Yeah, and I think that's what's been important at Champion is just we've been able to really maximize on what we do through how we do it.
And you've used the media, not mm-hmm. just radio, but heavily radio, but also social media and probably some print stuff, mm-hmm. As well as face-to-face networking. You've used media to tell your why.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that by telling the why, people can hear about it and go, "Man, I can get behind that."
Yeah, and it's about engaging with your clients, right? So we always talk about what's your ideal client, what's your ideal client. So when I look at that, it's who do I want in my community? Who do I want to be serving? What do I stand for? And for a long time, I think just being younger, I always said, well, I want everyone to like me. And I realized, I think it was probably this last year, that if everyone likes you and really believes everyone, when we say everyone likes us or believes in what we do, then we're not really standing for anything. So
yeah.
I want the people who go to Champion and use Champion to really understand what we stand for and why we stand for it. And the impact that can have is way greater than just having a great brand.
So your connection to your social causes, the ones that, you know, you go out and you, like you said earlier in the program, you work out with homeless people every week. You and your team, your whole staff, go out and work out with homeless people every week. Mm-hmm. You guys, you know, feed people who are less fortunate. And there are some people who say, "Man, I could get behind that. I would do business only with you because of that," mm-hmm. rather than, you know, we clean carpets and upholstery.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, not how we do it. Or exactly what we do to get the carpets clean. I think anyone can kind of tell you what we do in a tactical state.
Sure.
But it's just, you know, connecting with people and just realizing that we're all one conversation away from being somewhere different, good or bad.
Right.
And we're all one paycheck away from having our whole life changed. I mean, there was a family last night that, that the kids have been coming to work out with us every week and the mom passed away.
Oh my.
And that's just like a story. And it was just so fun to see, just the community just rally around them and really just get behind them. And that's for us. That's what it's about. We want that same experience for our clients, for our employees. And so I think just connecting at a deeper level is totally why people choose us over other companies. And we're not doing a ton of advertising and we probably never will. Because once it's not authentic, it's not us.
You know, this is another comment from Mari Smith. She says, "Millennials and Generation Z can tell when promotions are based solely on a contract, and 84% of millennials don't trust traditional advertising or marketing because of the inauthenticity. You know, it's obviously about a transaction. All I want is you to come in, give me your money, and then I'll call for next."
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Troy Osanoff, who has also got a great voice here. He says micro influencers are four times more likely to get a comment on a post than macro influencers, and that companies are turning more to micro influencers with smaller but more responsive followings because you can attain the same or larger reach when spread across a handful of micro influencers for a fraction of the cost while adding a more diverse yet targeted audience. It's not about necessarily the sale as it is about telling the story. Right.
Yeah.
And when the story is told, then it gives somebody something to buy into.
Yeah.
Am I right? I mean, lots of people sell radio, but Angel and I facilitate the telling of your story.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Johnson's story, Robert Greaves' story at Nylands Collision Center. The list goes on and on. Dennis Giroux's story over at Printing Done Quickly. And every one of those has, in their own right, seen hundreds of percentage points of growth because they're sharing their story in a community that is now saying, I choose you because of your why.
Yeah. Yeah, your story, your choice, right? Like you really get a choice. And I'm excited about this year. I think it's exciting that we're forced in business to be more authentic.
Yeah, and we will continue that storyline. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk is just ahead. You got Christine Hernandez sitting in for Angel. You got me hanging out here with you. And then there's you. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back right after these messages. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast or any of the other things that we do, go check out experiencepros.com. And if you want a free report on how to get featured on radio, check out massivemediaexposure.com.
For positive business talk, you're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We will interact with you live on the show, and wanted to give a shout out to listener Robert Johnson, who is also a contributor host here on the broadcast and one of our influencers that we are working with to develop his strategy of influencer development. And you know, Christine, it's kind of cool to hear from him, and we work closely with him. We work closely with you and several others that we mentioned earlier in the program. But just 2 weeks ago, he stood in front of a group of our friends and members here at Experience Pros and said that he'd been with us for 8 months. Mm-hmm. And in 8 months, he had he just launched 2 weeks ago a second office. He's a counselor, right? Just launched a second office, and his business growth has seen 184% increase in 8 months. That's which amazing. Is amazing. And we don't take credit for you know, all of that, but it's one of those things that we like to say that we see the fruit of asking the right questions, putting the right feet forward, having the right strategy. Mm-hmm. And I think that anything, you know, we're talking about becoming an influencer and what that can mean to your company. I think that we're talking about, do you have a strategy? Well, it doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish. You got to have a strategy for it. You got to have a plan. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so important to know where you're going and
right?
what you're doing.
I on Facebook last night, we had the opportunity to listen to Bill Walsh last night. And, of course, Angel's been on his national touring speaking team for the last 6 months. And Bill made a comment that I thought was worth repeating. It's serendipitously close to what the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland said. And it was this: if you don't know where you're going, any path will do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you don't have the plan, then it doesn't matter where you end up, because you'll be there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you have a plan and you want to get somewhere and you want to accomplish something, you know, we're thrilled with the growth of our clients, such as Robert Johnson with a New Outlook Counseling Centers or services, and more to the point with you and yours. But you've had a plan through it all. Answer this: have you had to change your plan along the way?
Absolutely. I think we have a plan, and then, you know, bigger things, have another plan. So I think it's good to have a plan. Like, it's so good to have a plan. And then it's also good to keep your mind open and really see, like, be, if you're not open to really what the world has for you, I think you miss out on a lot of things. And just being intentional with your time, I think really can pay off. No matter if you stick to the plan or if it goes off course a little bit, as long as it aligns with really who you are and what's authentically yours.
There's an old adage that says failing to plan is planning to fail.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, that doesn't incorporate the need to adapt and modify as life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many times where in the course of our career, where Angel and I have had a plan and it's been working great.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the bottom falls out. We tell the story of back in 2012 where our largest client, and by saying largest, this one client, fed 65% of our entire revenue. Okay. And they decided to turn off that spigot and go in a different direction. And that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we are still friends with them today because we believe in building bridges, not burning them. Right. Not barriers. But when that person, that business decided to stop the $260,000 in revenue, we had to go, wow, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it took some real creative adaptation to get back to. And by the way, I was listening to Felicia Jones, and I don't know if you know Felicia, but she's great. She does a morning podcast on Facebook Live. And today she was talking about, she used the phrase pay to play, and most people who use the phrase pay to play use it in derogatory terms as if it is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You can't get through life without paying to play. Okay. Let me give you an example. Try paying or try not paying to play at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No, you're going to go home.
Go to the gas station and try saying, you know what? I refuse to pay to play. Just try it. Let's see how that works. One of my classic examples of paying to play, which is never derogatory in my vernacular, is college, right?
Oh, yeah.
We pay to play. We pay to learn. Mm-hmm. We pay to practice. We paid everything to play. And Felicia was talking about that today and talking about paying in order to speak on someone else's stage and some of the hard lessons that she had to learn. And she fluctuated in and out of almost walking funny because of the way that she had to learn some hard lessons. But at the same time saying, but those lessons had a value. And it goes right down to, what's your motive? If you are paying to speak to somebody with the intent of making a sale, that's a different motive than if you are paying someone to speak with the intent to earn a credential, right?
Yeah.
And here at Experience Pros, that's what people pay us. They pay us to get on this platform to earn a credential of nationally syndicated contributor host. Right. And in order to do that, they're building their influencer profile.
Yep.
And I just think that, Christine, many times people don't realize that adaptation is the ultimate pay to play.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because when things don't go the way that you plan or life deals you a curveball, as it does. You got an opportunity, like you say, every problem is an opportunity, right?
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for an upgrade. And really, what do you value? How do you value what you're doing? I think the pay to play is a good reflection of where you put your money is a reflection of how you live your life and what you value.
That's right.
So if you value those things, then you're going to make the investments. And I think as business owners, we get a little scared to put value in our business, almost as if it's not going to pay off. Like, we have that expectation.
Right. And if you have that expectation, I don't remember who it was that said it, but basically the idea of is whether you are or whether you aren't, there you are. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Christine and I will be back right after these messages at the bottom of the hour news. You are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. If you want to know more about exactly how we can take you from where you are to influencer status in a matter of months, check it out.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ream case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart. Because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. In-store only.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Sitting in for Angel, Christine Hernandez, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Have you ever been to Fullerton, California?
I don't think so.
No? Well, I have. In fact, I grew up in Fullerton, California. And one might ask, can anything amazing come from Fullerton? Well, the answer is, in fact, yes. The world occasionally produces one of those rare thinkers whose name becomes iconic. Thomas Edison lit up the world. Albert Einstein profoundly altered the study of physics. Walt Disney reimagined entertainment. And Leo Fender invented the electric guitar. Leo Fender grew up in Fullerton, California, where his interest in electronics led him to open his own radio repair shop in 1938. It wasn't long before musicians and band leaders turned to him to help in repairing their equipment. And on the phone, we have Phyllis Fender and a co-author, Dr. Randall Bell, with the new book, Leo Fender, The Quiet Giant Heard Around the World. Phyllis and Randall, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hello.
Hello.
So nice to have both of you on, and I'm so excited to be telling the story of one of my icons. I have had many Fender Stratocaster guitars in my possession. I believe, Christine, you said that your father has one as well. Phyllis, please introduce yourself and tell us your connection to Leo Fender.
Well, my name is Phyllis Fender, thank goodness. And I met Leo in 1979 and married him in 1980 and was very happy to be called Mrs. Fender.
I love this story already. And Dr. Randall, tell us a little bit about how you are connected to this whole storyline.
Well, I grew up in Fullerton like you did, and my dad worked as the head of research and development at Fender, and my mom's kitchen table is made out of Stratocaster cutaway wood, so it was all part of my life.
Come on.
That's awesome.
I love it. All right, so tell us, please, and I'll put this one to Phyllis. Why did you guys write this story, and what is it you're trying to accomplish?
Well, what I wanted to accomplish, I don't know what Randy did. He had a whole different viewpoint. Everybody that I was ever around Leo sort of thought of him as this robot. Work, 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 work. And when he married me, he sort of changed that because I come from a great big huggy family, big fun, big family, lots of everything going on, church and an exciting life. And all of a sudden, Leo was thrown into this one night when we got married on the Love Boat. And he had a lot to learn, but it was fun watching him just absorb a family which he had not had with the first Mrs. Fender.
Did you say you got married on the Love Boat?
Yep, we were. We were married on the Love Boat and had the wedding and the reception. And then we went on a 17-day cruise along the Mexican coast over to the Caribbean and then home.
I'll be. All right. And so, Dr. Bell, let's talk a little bit about your engagement and connection. You said you've got tables made out of Stratocaster pieces. What drives you in the telling of this story?
Well, I think the Leo Fender story is probably one of the most inspirational stories never told. I mean, he was born in a barn right up the street where we are in Anaheim and Fullerton. And then he was had a glass eye at the age of seven through an accident on the farm. And he was nearly deaf. And yet this guy in a little radio shop right up on Harbor Boulevard invented the electric guitar and became wildly famous, wildly rich, and the whole time he was the same even-keel good guy. Everyone in the community loved him, but he was very, very quiet. And because he was somewhat of an enigma, not just in Fullerton but around the world, I thought this story has to be told because what made this guy tick is fascinating.
It's a theme today, right?
Yeah.
Just people who have overcome challenges in amazing ways. Phyllis, did your husband know that he was going to be world renowned? Like, did he know that he was going to be such a success?
It was never his idea to be successful himself. What he wanted was success for his babies, all of his guitars, all of his instruments that he made, anything that he touched, he wanted to be wonderful. But he never wanted success. Yippee, yippee, yippee. There's Leo. He was not that kind of a person. He wanted his instruments to be his pride and joy.
You know, and his instruments spoke for themselves. I mean, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, David Gilmour, Eric Clapton, arguably the greatest guitarist in the world, and George Harrison, to name just a few. Like I said, I had three of them myself as I was growing up, and I tell the story of how I ended up giving away my last one because God told me to, believe it or not. Kind of an interesting thing. Now, listening to you, Dr. Bell, I grew up blocks away from the intersection of Harbor Boulevard and Las Palmas, right near Imperial Highway, and I close my eyes and I'm right back there where the orange groves used to be, and I see. Leo is being such an unassuming. I mean, everybody who ever played the guitar had hair beyond our shoulders, and Leo looked like every everyday guy.
Yeah, he looked just like the guys that worked out in the back of the plant, and that was he was happy with doing that because he didn't feel that special.
And yet he ended up selling the company for today's equivalent of about $300 million, which is, I'd say, a pretty good investment for that. Folks, as we look at our time and get ready to kind of wrap down with you, Dr. Bell, what would you have? And by the way, folks, we're talking to Phyllis Fender and Dr. Randall Bell, the authors of Leo Fender, The Quiet Giant Heard Round the World. Where can we get a copy, Dr. Bell?
Oh, you can get it at Amazon.com or any bookstore. Go to our website, leofender.com, and check it out. But it's really a powerful story. And speaking of God, there's an interesting aspect about how the whole electric guitar came forward because Leo was doing about God's work.
I love it. I love it. You got to get a copy of this book, folks. You absolutely do. Phyllis, I'm going to give you the last word. What would you like us to know about your husband? I know that he passed away in, 1991. What would you like us to most remember him for?
Well, I think he would like musicians to keep being musicians. Don't stop playing, whether you're playing a guitar or a piano or a flute or whatever. You know, this world is kind of weird, and we need some good music going on. So keep playing. I know Leo would be really, really happy if he knew you were still playing the guitar. And I think God would be happy, too.
You know what? Now, with that kind of endorsement, I'm going to have to go out and get myself another Fender Stratocaster because... I've gotten away from it, but now I'm convicted. I loved having you on the show. Thank you both so much for not just writing the book, but taking time out of your day to join us for ours.
Thank you for caring.
Thanks.
Absolutely. God bless you both. And wow, right?
Amazing.
You feel like you just put your fingers right in the middle of the palm print of history.
Yeah.
And I love that. And Phyllis is just a little spitfire, isn't she? She's got all kinds of energy going on.
Yeah, so much wisdom. Like, I love it. I love stories like that. That's what makes us push on, right? We see, it says here on his book that it's a true underdog story. I'm like,
yeah,
I love an underdog story.
You know, born in a trailer, right? Born in a barn, but living in a trailer, mm-hmm. when he's growing up. Back in the day, now I grew up, I was born in 1967. His start began in 1938, so he had a couple of years on me. But at the same time, he got married to Phyllis in, what did she say, 1981. And I got married in 1987, just 6 years later. So we were neighbors. And I just can't even imagine that. I did not know that. So I had three Fender Stratocasters guitars, and I had no idea that the guy had a shop right around the corner. Friends, don't go anywhere. We'll have more positive business talk. We'll close up this show with Christine Hernandez right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. And Angel is on a plane right now as we speak, flying to Dallas, Texas, where she'll be speaking to hundreds of business owners at the Small Business Expo with Bill Walsh and Power Team International. And sitting in for Angel is Christine Hernandez, Champion Carpet and Upholstery Care. Thank you for sharing this afternoon with me.
Thank you for having me. It's always so much fun.
It has been a really cool couple of hours, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about things, and you know, you said it in the last segment. You start to see a theme, overcoming adversity, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of life,
yes.
If you think about it. I mean, life is never a cookie cutter, at least not in my experience. But what happens when we have adversity, and how do we navigate that, negotiate it? That makes all the difference in the world and separates the influencers and overcomers from the people who consistently struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know, Christine, I don't have to say any names. I know I could just say the words consistently struggle, and all of a sudden a flood of images come into our lives as we see. We have the opportunity, you and I both, mm-hmm. to intersect with not just dozens but hundreds, maybe thousands of business owners.
Yeah.
And as we do, you can see those ones who are still in the same place this year as they were last year, as they were the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they come out of the gate saying, God, this is going to be the year. This is the, you know, last year was so bad. This year is going to be much better. And yet every year it's mm-hmm. the same kind of thing. What is it that you think differentiates the people who say last year was awesome and next year is going to be better from the people who say last year was horrible, but this year is going to be better? And then next year they say last year, which was this year, was horrible.
I think it's all perspective, right? If you're looking at all the challenges as just something that's stopping you rather than actually elevating you forward, I think you're just gonna constantly be stuck in a negative place. And it's all about really being able to move through those things and come out the other side as a better person. I mean, my brain condition was by far the best thing that's ever happened to me, probably besides my kids and husband, but it elevated me in ways that I could have never even imagine.
Folks, if you're wondering what is that Christina's just talking about, go ahead and give a little overview, because there was, that was two hours ago, right? We talked about that.
So 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a terminal brain condition, Chiari, and my brain was falling out of my head. I lost my eyesight. I mean, everything changed. I had to sell my business. And at the time, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to trust you. Like, what's going on? Why is this happening to me? But now I can very, very clearly see exactly why I was faced with the challenge I was. And it's seriously just opened my eyes. My life was great back then, but yeah. I would never change my story.
Sure, because the things that have happened in our past make us who we are today.
Absolutely.
They form our story and the chapters and verses, if you will, of our story. You know, we've done an awful lot of talking about influencers and how to become influencers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have no bones about it, folks. Angel and I are in the business of assisting you in your pursuit of influencer status. If that's something that you want, we have a plan and a strategy, and it is successful. Christina is just one of many success stories that we can point to. And Christina, I want to address kind of the elephant in the room, because a lot of times people sit there and say, well, gosh, you're sitting there using the airwaves for your own financial benefit. And actually, I'm using the airwaves for your financial benefit. You know, we provide training every day on things that if you practically apply them, you will be better in the end. I tell people you can get a PhD in small business development 10 minutes at a time as you listen to this broadcast. But still, people ask, well, can't I just become an influencer on my own? And the answer is sure, yes and no. I mean, right? You can start a podcast or, you know, even purchase the airtime on a local radio station. And if you've got enough money, be prepared for like thousands, many thousands of dollars in every given month. You can purchase airtimes on several stations, right? And self-syndicate. How do we know this? Because that's our story. Angel and I did all of this. We spent more than $1 million, almost $2 million, to get to where we are today. And the reason I encourage people to do that is if you got the time and you got the money, by all means, go ahead and do what you're trying to do on your own. But what we've discovered is that I'm better when I'm next to you.
Yep.
Right? You're better when you're next to me. And even more so, I can introduce you to, I mean, earlier you said you wanted to connect with John Eldridge, right?
Yeah.
And I said, all right. It was live over the radio, not scripted. I looked to the camera and I said, let me see if I give a shout out to our coordinator in the office, Cher, who does that. And she immediately wrote back and said, yes. Right? That's already starting in the process mm-hmm. now. And it's those kinds of things that I think you simply, sure, you can do it. But if you had the opportunity to cut the edge, cut the expense by more than $1 million
yeah.
to get to a place where we are today. And we're not the bomb diggity. I'm not saying we're the biggest game in town by any stretch of the imagination. But we have honed it in. Mm-hmm. You know, Robert Johnson, who came on and said that he's got 184% growth in 8 months, hit that mark that took 3 years, 8 years ago,
wow.
for our first client when we said, let's make you an influencer, right? So the same thing that took 3 years for one client now takes 8 months for another. I think we're getting better at it. I think we're dialing it in. And more to the point, I think that our community is growing. And I invite our friends right now to join our community for free. Okay. There's no obligation to this whatsoever. But if you want to get a report on how we did what we did, and yes, we spent millions of dollars doing it. But if you want a report on how to do that and do it without spending all that money, how to get featured on radio, go to MassiveMediaExposure.com right now. MassiveMediaExposure.com. Put your name and email and address in. That's it. We'll send you the report. And then join our Facebook community. It's a group, not a page. It's a group called the Experience Pros Network. Christine's a part of it. We're a part of it. We'd love you to be a part of it. It's all free. Christine Hernandez, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Champion Carpet Colorado. If you need your carpets, your flooring, anything, your ductwork done, take a reach out to them. Folks, we will see you again tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Experience Pros Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,